listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily on this November 1st, on this chilly morning in November 11th, 2021. Here, before I venture off to work, I want to give you the recap real quick of men's basketball. Of course, K-State men's basketball, obviously, they played last night, and K-State used a big run late in this game to hold off the boys from Tallahassee. That's right, Florida A&M Rattlers last night by 10 points in the game last night. 67-57 was the final score in this game. And once again, a guy that kind of carried on his preseason mojo from Pitt State a week ago. Obviously, he's part of the big three. That is Selton Miguel. Played a big-time role in the game last night, especially in the second half late there when Florida A&M was hanging around. You know, Florida A&M is a couple of notches in divisions, and I only know this because I lived in Florida for nearly or at least over 10 years, something like that. But still, I know these colleges pretty well. I almost considered going to Florida A&M, but other path took me in another direction, obviously, which is landing me right here smack in the middle of Kansas. But you know, K-State kind of, I don't know what it is, and I'll be honest with you, I did not see the game. I only saw highlights late last night, so able to get adjust what's going on. But Selton again, all of his 10 points scored late in the second half. That pretty much was the difference in this game by 10 points there. Squeaking up against A&M. And we all know what happened last year, with his team. Obviously, it's been brought back by work constantly for the last couple of days now. My boss saying that, you know, Jorge State, we all know that what happened there last year. Jorge State came to Bramlage and it demoralized K-State last year. And you can't play down to your competition. I mean, you're obviously the better basketball team. So, I mean, you're a year removed from that. I mean, we're still somewhat rebuilding. And Bruce Weber, this is a critical season for Bruce Weber coming in here. And you only get past Florida A&M. See, the women's basketball, K-State, you know, Jeff Mitty's team took care of Central Arkansas. They blew the living waters out of. Sorry, but you know, I don't sugarcoat things. When I do broadcasting or anything like that, podcasting, I don't sugarcoat things. And you know, in case the women's team obviously leads record history breaking night, you know, they beat the brakes off the Sugar Bears the previous night in here. The men, once again, you might turn gray real quick with this Cats team. Again, you're playing down your competition. So it was a critical 12-2 run. This game was hanging in the balance. Florida A&M was only trailing by a point in this game. And at halftime, it was only a 3-point game, 33-30 in this ball game right there. But I mean that's not, and you have, obviously, looking down the road, you have good teams coming up in the non-con. So I mean, this right here, I mean, yes, you're trying to get the cobwebs out, shake the cobwebs out a little bit, but at the same time, it's kind of alarming there when you at least should have put at least more than 10 on the board, at least deficit wise. And I'm sorry to say that this is only the first game of the season. And yes, Eddie, I know it's the first game of the year, but when you got A&M, this should have been more than what it is right there. But K-State, you know, used that run late to eke things out. And I was not aware, and, you know, at the time, you know, my better half said, you know, a star player got hurt for the basketball teams out for the year. And I did not know who this player was, but apparently a star, huge part of this class, this team sitting around. No offense to Mike McGurl, but Nigel Pack was injured leading up to the season there. I don't know what it was. Obviously, I'm gonna have to dig a little deeper than what I am doing right now. But Nigel Pack, not having him on the floor, obviously. We saw that in stretches last year, not having him on the floor cost K-State, or either that or they just got blown out of the building. So Nigel Pack, 18 points last night, he made 4 three-pointers last night in the game. I have the stats up here, but I'm just going to blitz through it here. Mark Smith last night. He added 12. Actually, 3 K-State players, according to this list here, made double digits, that which included Selton Miguel's, all of his 10 points. And he Selton don't score those points, K-State loses. That's indicative of the score. Or somebody else makes the game-winning play there. Or Florida A&M from the SWAC conference upsets them. But K-State escapes there from the Rattlers last night in Rams Coliseum. Let's see, Casey Izyegu added 7 off the bench for the K-State last night here. And I actually got it right here. So K-State shot 42% from the field, 40% from downtown, 64% from the free throw line. Turned the ball over 18-14 for the A&M. Led that category, 5 steals for K-State. In here, rebounding. K-State 35, Florida A&M 32 right there. So that played a big part in that as well. So Bruce Weber, again, an interesting stat here real quick. The Wildcats have now won 23 of their last 25 regular season openers at Bramlage Coliseum. Right there, and they, of course, one more other stat right here. K-State is now 92-26 all time in season openers. You got to go all the way back to 1903. That includes an 18-10 record at home as well. So next up for K-State, obviously, next Wednesday, they continue the regular season home beginning of the regular season against Omaha. Next Wednesday, 7 p.m. Central Time at Bramlage Coliseum as well. And the game will be broadcasted on the Big 12 now on ESPN Plus right there. So K-State led by, obviously, their core, two of their three core, Selton Miguel and Nigel Pack there. Selton Miguel, big, big points last night to lead K-State by past Florida A&M 67-57. The Purple Project Podcast. Find out wherever you get your podcast. That is it for me, Eddie Greer III. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday. We'll be back. We'll be back for another edition. There's a lot of content coming out within the next few days, obviously. So make sure you subscribe to Triple P.